Athletes taking a knee during the national anthem to protest police brutality has started a national debate, not to mention presidential Twitter rants in the U.S. Somehow, sporting events seem to turn political. It's even true in China, where soccer fields have been at the center of national conversation. Isaac Stonefish is a reporter and fellow at the Asia Society. So tell us about the debate, Isaac, over religion in sports that unfolded in Henan province a few weeks ago.
So what happened was you had a group of Taoist priests coming out for the game and chanting slogans and also posters that basically said the Henan team was destined to win. And this prompted a stern rebuke from China's Football Association, saying that religion has no place in China's soccer fields and that the team should just practice better and play better if they want to win.
What do the kind of private conversations sound like about this one episode with the Taoist monks?
You know, hard to generalize, but in some of the chat I've read on Weibo, which is a popular Chinese Twitter alternative, is pretty analogous to what we've seen in the States, and that some people say, like, let's just keep this about the game. Religion has no place in sports. And then some people say, well, you know, the team should be able to express themselves. There's also a fascinating debate going on in Hong Kong right now, which is a semi-autonomous Chinese territory, and where the debate is far more political.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because while NFL players are protesting during the national anthem here in the U.S., it's fans in Hong Kong that are protesting during the Chinese national anthem. So what's going on there?
So we've seen fans stand up and boo when the Chinese national anthem is played. And this is very controversial in mainland China. Just a few weeks ago, I think, Beijing passed a law criminalizing disrespecting the national anthem and, you know, allowing people to be detained, I think, for 15 days without charges for anything that falls under that vague law. So, you know, people in Hong Kong feel like they should have the rights to protest the national anthem. And a lot of people in mainland China feel that that's just Hong Kongers being ungrateful for all that Beijing has done. Well, we've seen the chief executive of Hong Kong making a statement about how this is not an appropriate form of political protest.
Do you think this is going to continue in China?
I think it's going to continue in Hong Kong. I think there's a lot of dissatisfaction there with a lot of Beijing's policies and with the sense that as Xi Jinping, China's president, consolidates power, there's less and less of a space for protest and discourse.
Is the debate happening on the field? Because that seems to be, for some people, this neutral ground.
Politics is so present in China, but there's very little space for actually debating about it. So issues like these sort of act as proxies to political debates. One of the misconceptions that a lot of people have about China is that because we don't read about these things, the party and the government, you know, has things firmly under control. But one of the fascinating things about spending time in China is that you get glimpses of things sort of coming apart at the seams.
What would you say this particular episode is kind of standing in for in terms of current politics in China?
I think the question, and you know, what makes this interesting comparison to the States is, are sports something that can be purely athletic events, or do they always carry with them other baggage? And I think, as we're learning in the States, there is always another dynamic to sports. You know, there's no pure sporting events, and I think they're learning the same thing, or know the same thing in China as well.
Reporter Isaac Stonefish, he's also a fellow at the Asia Society. Always good to speak, Isaac. Thanks for your time.
Great to chat, Marco. Thank you.